My name is Camille Warab, and welcome back or welcome to my podcast. Today, we will be talking about the inconsistencies in size charts in the fashion industry and the impact this can have on women and young girls. Today in society, it's either size 6, size 10, 14, or 00. Every woman seems to be characterized by a size number in the fashion industry. The term vanity sizing has become all too common. Director Dominique Mossbergen of the HuffPost stated that vanity sizing was done as a marketing tool. Companies thought that making their clothes smaller is what we wanted. As it seemed, companies seem to have their own idea of how women want to feel, which is a huge problem. We should be able to feel comfortable in our own bodies and especially the correct and consistent size throughout the products we like. The team ThreadUp published an article, Not Made to Measure, How to Find Your True Fit in a World of Inconsistent Clothing Sizes. They researched that 32% of the 59 brands we reviewed ran at least a quarter of an inch larger around the waist than the average label size. They went on to state that that might sound like vanity sizing if it weren't for the 41% of brands that ran at least a quarter of an inch smaller. A quarter of an inch might not sound like much, but compared up to the research by the Today Show, they stated that actual waist brim measurements of a pair of a woman's size 6 or 28 can vary by more than 5 inches. 5 inches. That means I might be a size 1 in one brand, but a size 4 in another. This is a personal connection I have with this topic. I'm always faced with having to remember what size I am, for what specific company. This has impaired me in a negative way. It has made me feel like I shouldn't be the true size that I am, that I might be too big for this brand or too small for that brand. I'm not the only one who has this problem. Maddie Metzdorf, a fellow peer of mine, feels the same way.
Maddie Metzdorf, a student here at BHS, said that she and her friends realized that Lulu had changed their sizes, and she personally went from a size 0 to being a size 6 in their clothing.
If we feel this way, there has to be many more. We're only 18. So many girls younger than us can be greatly impacted, especially as a preteen. You should never think that the way you are isn't beautiful. Girls in middle school and elementary school shouldn't be going on diets from the things I've been hearing. Misleading size charts have brainwashed young teens and women that they need to specifically fit into a certain brand's specific size. When we are made to believe that we need to conform to fit sizes the fashion industry has deemed correct, is when the problem needs to be stopped. All of us need to know that conforming to a certain size is not okay. All of us need to bring light to the fact that it is possible and it is necessary that finding your own unique sizes is possible. Elena Docterman, the author of the Time article, How Vanity Sizing Made Shopping Impossible, stated that brands have shifted their metrics to make shoppers feel skinnier, so much so that a woman's size 12 in 1958 is now a size 6. We as a community need to identify that not only can you find your own size, you can also feel comfortable. On January 24th, I had an on-the-phone interview with Third Love's communication manager, Megan Hernroth. Third Love is an online bra and underwear company that focuses on making specific bra and underwear sizes for every woman's unique body. When asked about how she got into Third Love, I'll allow her to explain.
Of course. So I am the communications manager here at Third Love. Mm-hmm. I started in September, so I'm still relatively new. But I've been kind of working on developing our narrative and how we like to tell our story about our company, and especially what makes us different in the fashion and lingerie industry specifically.
Right.
And so that's kind of the exciting part of it, and this is my first entree into the fashion industry in general. Oh, yeah. In the past, I've worked for tech companies and a few other organizations, but so this is my first go at the fashion industry, but Rael is our chief creative officer, and she has been designing lingerie for 20-plus years,
so she is
a lifer. And Heidi didn't have, our co-founder and co-CEO didn't have a ton of retail experience either when she had started. She came from Google and investment banking, so she didn't have a very traditional background either. So that's a big part of our ethos at Third Love is, you know, that we definitely take chances on people, both, you know, models and employees. necessarily have, like, a very strict background that we adhere to.
Right, and that's kind of, like, your business. Like, you completely, like, all of you are just, like, it's your own personal experience. It's how, like, she got into it in the first place. She didn't have a lot of experience with, like, the industry or anything.
Exactly, yeah. It was definitely, and, you know, obviously when you're learning, you make mistakes.
Right.
And so, you know, there's always a learning curve, but I think we really hit our stride.
Talking with Megan gave me light to a solution. This company took their own experiences and used them to make a custom quiz where you choose different characteristics based on your breast size and what material you like and for exact measurements. They took all of this information and at the end of the quiz, they would give you pretty much your own unique bra size that you can order online as many times as you want. You can buy as many and they're not even that highly priced, but they created this quiz, and like she said, they've really taken off in the past year now that more and more people have been being introduced that finding your own unique size is possible. Megan also went on to state that when they come out with new products, they fit them on real women, and in the interview, she really gave a big emphasis on the word real. She says they take them for a few months, and they tell them what works and what doesn't work. So they really take into consideration the woman's opinions and how it feels comfortable to them. Because oftentimes, specifically with like bra and underwear sizes, we're only sold one size, small, medium, large, extra large. And those big name brands don't really take into consideration every woman's body is different. This gave me the idea. All companies should create an online size quiz. It could be for different items like shirts, dresses, pants, bras, underwears. With this, there would be less returns of items that don't fit and an increase in sales because women will feel more confident in their own size and they won't have to remember so many different sizes for each brand. Of course, it comes with the challenge of making all companies have the same universal quiz. I alone can't do this myself, but we would need the help of women activists, celebrities, and really anyone well-known for pushing the idea of feeling comfortable with your own size, like Megan Hernbroth from the Third Love company. I think Third Love is probably the future of how shopping would go. You can go online, pick your specific measurements, and basically get your own personalized product and be able to buy that as many times as you want. With this universal quiz, it would clear up any insecurities about how you feel about yourself because you're only getting your custom-made item. You would find young girls finding to be more confident in their bodies and women really embracing how their own unique body can have your own special size. I believe having this universal size chart will solve the problem of inconsistent size charts and may even be the end of size charts. Well, thank you for listening to this week's podcast. I hope you take away that change is possible in the fashion industry, even though it might seem like an impossible thing to take on. It can't be done with just one person. It takes all of us.